With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. Authorities have launched a manhunt after a shooting at a Montana bar left four people dead. State investigators say the shooting happened Friday morning at the Owl Bar in Anaconda. Public records show and the U.S. Army officials say the man suspected in the shooting is a military veteran who lived next to the bar. Senate Majority Leader John Thune says he's considering using an extended recess to allow President Trump to bypass the Senate confirmation process for a backlog of nominees. More from Bob Agnew.
Democrats have done a successful job of holding up confirmations, and now the backlog is so severe, Republican leaders are considering alternatives. Majority Leader Thune has suggested it may be time for a rules change that would make it harder for the minority party now and in future Congresses to delay confirmations. A more short-term solution would be to rely on the president's power to make recess appointments. If he chooses that path, Thune would still need to get 50 Republicans to agree to that recess and convince the House to do the same. Bob Agnew reporting.
A Miami jury has ruled that Tesla must pay $243 million in an autopilot crash case.
In 2019, in Key Largo, Florida, a Tesla with autopilot driver assist technology hit a vehicle on a dark rural road with a young couple out gazing at the stars. A woman was killed. Her boyfriend was injured. The plaintiff's lead lawyer acknowledged the driver of the Tesla was negligent, admitting he was looking for a dropped cell phone. The federal jury held Tesla bore significant responsibility because its technology failed and that not all the blame can be put on a reckless driver. Tesla says the verdict is wrong. I'm Ed Donahue.
President Trump has removed the head of the agency that produces the monthly jobs figures after a weak report showed hiring was slowed and much weaker in April and May than previously reported. The president, in a post on social media, alleges the figures were manipulated. This is SRN News. SRN's Michael Harrington reports that Americans can't agree on the facts.
Actually, that's the one thing they do agree on, that they don't agree. A new poll from the Pew Research Center finds 80% of the general public now believes that Democrats and Republicans don't just disagree on policy and such, but on actual verifiable facts, like what defines a man or a woman. And 79% of GOP voters agree that they don't agree on the facts with Democrats, 83% of whom also feel the same way. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A program has been established in Michigan to encourage motherhood at a time when the U.S. birth rate is in sharp decline. The program helps pregnant women and new moms by giving them cash over the first year of their children's lives. Launched last year, the program comes at a time when many voters worry over high child care costs. Backed by a mix of state, local, and philanthropic money, RX Kids gives mothers of newborns up to $7,500. This is SRN News. Two wildfires burning in the western U.S., including one that's become a mega fire on the north rim of the Grand Canyon, are so hot that they're spurring the formation of fire clouds that can create their own erratic weather systems. Arizona Fire Information Officer Lisa Jennings says fire clouds are a difficult weather event to work with.
As these pyrocumulus clouds form, they suck in that superheated gas and create their own wind systems. If they get high enough, they can also create downdrafts, and that's something we really watch out for because that can quickly spread the fire and can be very dangerous for firefighters who are doing their work on the ground.
Jeffrey Epstein's former girlfriend, Ghislaine Maxwell, has been moved from a federal prison in Florida to a prison camp in Texas. As her criminal case generates renewed public attention, the Federal Bureau of Prisons said Friday that Maxwell was taken to Bryan, Texas, but did not explain the circumstances. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.